We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
Oh, peace at last.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Holliday, I didn't see you.
I just made a fresh pot. Help yourself.
Thanks. I need this.
Having a hard day?
You could say that.
Beginning to have second thoughts about the joys of teaching?
Oh, no. No, not at all. I expect it's just one of those days.
Yes.
Difficult child, you know.
Which class?
Mrs. Patterson's. She's off sick today.
Harry Hollis.
How did you know?
Everyone comes up against him sooner or later. Miserable little perisher.
Well, he's certainly a problem, child.
Needs a good clip round the ear.
No, I'm sure there must be another way.
You find one, let me know.
Well, I think we need to get down to the root causes of why he's so antisocial.
Right, as you were.
Where is everyone, Mr. Beeston?
In their classrooms, writing their letters of resignation.
That doesn't surprise me, Fred. Hardly 1 week back and I still haven't got a full complement of teachers. What is it about this place?
You don't want me to tell you.
No, better not. We don't want to put our new teacher off, do we, Mr. Brown?
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
That's what I like to hear. Remember when we were idealists, Fred?
No.
Anyway, I'm looking for Mrs. Rudd. Anyone seen her?
Yes, she was in the school hall just now.
Ah, was anyone with her, do you know?
I heard a man's voice. I don't know who it was.
Oh, God, I'm too late. She's met the piano tuner.
Oh, that's good.
Is it? I was hoping he'd be able to creep in, tune the piano and get away before she spotted him.
But she'd want to discuss the tuning with him, wouldn't she?
If it was anyone else, I'd agree with you. But the poor man will be lucky if he gets away before midnight. I think I'd better go and save him.
Oh, my God, what a life. Oh, Mr. Beeston.
It's all right, Mr. Long, I do understand. But we are all coping.
It's just about.
Good.
Oh, Mrs. Stone asked me to tell you you've got a visitor.
I'm not expecting anyone. Who is it, did you know?
Nope.
Parent?
I don't know. But she asked if you'd take 2 cups of tea. Her kettle's gone on the blink again.
Oh, very well.
I've just made some fresh a couple of minutes ago.
Must be important if they're getting tea. I'm sorry you're all losing your free period so early into the term.
Well, that's the way it goes, isn't it? Anyway, somebody will have to stand in for me when I get flu. I thought I'd catch it next week.
Don't you dare. The thing that beats me is why the kids never seem to get it.
Well, they do, but...
I know. Most of them are better off here than they are at home.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I better go and see my mysterious visitor. Keep up the good work, chaps.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, how long have I got?
5 minutes before the bell.
Good. You look as tired as I feel.
He's had a hard day.
Really?
Yes, a bit.
He's had his first encounter with Harry Hollis.
Oh, hard luck. How did you cope with him?
With difficulty.
I told him a good clip round the ear would solve it.
I'm not so
has
sure.
Has anyone seen the key to the PE cupboard?
Morning. No, sorry.
I think Mrs. Wilberforce had it.
I asked her. She says she put it back in the cabinet.
What do you want from it?
The tennis bats. Have you got the key?
No, I just wondered what you wanted.
Oh, when I do find it, I'll kill whoever had it.
Tennis bats. Tennis bats.
Oh, it's you, thank goodness.
Mr. Long told me. Who wants to see me?
It's the man.
Who's that?
Your visitor. I put him in your inner sanctum.
Who is it?
From County Hall.
The medical officer?
No, Mr. Davison. The advisor about the new education cuts. He was due on Monday, remember?
I thought he had flu.
I think he still has.
You didn't tell me he was coming today.
I didn't know. He just turned up.
But he can't do that.
He said the office should have told us.
But they didn't.
No, not at
tell him you can't find me. I'm not here. I'm tuning the piano or something.
Mr. Beeston, you've got to see him sometime. You might as well get it over with now.
Oh, I suppose so. I suppose this other tea's for him, eh?
Yes.
You got any strychnine?
Oh, don't be nasty. He's ill.
Well, I don't know. If he's difficult with Mrs. Patterson, his own class teacher...
Oh, don't worry about it. Harry Hollis is a cross we all have to be.
Right.
Probably worse with you, because you're new.
Well, I still think if we could find out a bit more about his home background. There's probably something there.
Oh, I'm sure Yvonne's gone into that. What do you think, Mr. Holliday?
He knows what I think.
But that's only a short-term answer, if it is an answer.
Not if you do it regularly.
No, I'm sorry, I can't accept that.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
No, of course not. I mean, with all your experience...
Yes.
What I'm saying is, shouldn't we try and tackle the problem from a different angle?
Give him a clip round the other ear.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holliday, but I can't agree with you.
Be that as it may, I don't really feel like spending my few blessed minutes away from it all talking about this little juvenile delinquent.
Well, no, I'm sorry, I was just...
All right, Mrs. Rudd.
No, I am not all right.
Oh?
I shall speak to the head about it. I will not be treated like this.
Now, what's the problem?
That piano tuner. He's incompetent, he's rude, and completely insensitive.
One of our old boys, was he?
He had the cheek to imply that I was tone deaf. Me, a qualified musician.
Terrible.
There's some tea in the pot.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Long. Really, what I have to put up with is too much.
She's not happy.
No.
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Have you seen my cup and saucer, Mr. Long?
No.
Well, it isn't here where it should be, where I always put it.
Have you looked behind the rack?
Yes, and it isn't there. Not that it should have been.
Well...
I am most particular where I put my cup. You aren't using my cup, are you, Mr. Brown?
No, no, not guilty.
Fred?
No. I wouldn't dare.
Well, then where is it?
Use one of the others. There are plenty spare.
I only use my special cup and saucer. It's bone china. It was a present from Mr. Rudd.
Oh, yes.
I do not intend to drink from any other receptacle.
Go on. Force yourself.
You know what it is, don't you? It's been stolen. This staff room is left unlocked all the time we're in class and someone's come in and stolen it.
Oh, surely not.
It has. It's been stolen.
You're not talking about the key to the PE cupboard, are you?
John?
I heard you say stolen. I thought you were talking about the missing key to the PE equipment.
No, I am talking about my cup and saucer.
Oh, that. Oops.
It may be owe that to you, my girl.
I didn't mean owe that. I mean, I need the tennis bats for this afternoon.
Rackets.
Eh?
They're not tennis bats. They're tennis rackets.
Don't be silly. You don't play table tennis with rackets. What if the caretaker's seen it?
Oh, I didn't know she meant table tennis. People should say what they mean.
But I intend to. My cup and saucer has been stolen.
Perhaps you've just mislaid it.
I have not. I shall go and see Mr. Beeston straight away. We cannot have this sort of thing.
Too late, Mrs. Rose.
Well, don't you worry. I shall inform Mr. Beeston of this theft as soon as school finishes.
Well, back to life's rich joy.
Is Mrs. Rudd always like that?
Oh, no. No, she gets worse as the term goes on. Come on.
Look, Mr. Davison, don't think I mean any disrespect, but are you sure you lot at County Hall know what you'd be doing to King Street?
Mr. Beeston, we have gone into this very thoroughly.
I wonder.
Very thoroughly indeed.
But I can't afford to lose one single teacher. I'm already stretched. So
we calculate that with next year's intake, you'll have 28 pupils less.
And how long do you think that will last? I mean, the people round here breed like rabbits. If the family planning clinic goes on strike again, we'll make that up in a fortnight. Bless you. Anyway, what about all the new families who keep moving in?
I know it's difficult, Mr. Beeston, but we all have to make economies.
Except County Hall.
Oh, we haven't escaped. The axe has fallen us as well, you know. We've lost a porter and two of our tea ladies.
Oh, dear. Well, that certainly makes cuts in the education of 350 children pale into insignificance.
Pardon?
It doesn't matter.
And our staff have been lost. Your teacher, at least, will be redeployed.
How many?
Just the one. For the moment.
For the moment?
No, definitely one. However, I still thought I'd better let you know immediately. I was sure you'd want to inform the staff of County Hall's decision as soon as possible.
No, I think it would be better coming from you, all things considered. Excuse me, would you? Mrs. Stone?
Yes, Mr. Beeston?
Would you round up a spare child and send them round with a message to all staff? There'll be an emergency meeting at the end of school today.
Yes?
In the staff room.
Right.
The education advisor has got something to tell them. Thank you, Mrs. Stone. Good, that's all set up then.
But wouldn't you prefer to tell them yourself?
If County Hall have decided we're going to lose a teacher, I think the staff would rather hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yes, well, if you think so.
I do.
After all, we don't want to lower morale, do we?
Perish the thought, Mr. Davison. Now, is there anything more I can do for you in the meantime?
If your secretary could please spare another aspirin.
I'm sure she could. The whole bottle, I should think, if necessary.
Anyway, I was hoping to catch the supermarket. I don't know what time they close.
What? What's all this about anyway, do you know?
Well, search me.
Any ideas, Mrs. Rudd?
I was only told that it was important.
Oh, so it's not an investigation into your missing cup and saucer, then?
It's no laughing matter, Mr. Long.
No, sorry.
However, this meeting is most inconvenient. I shall be late for choir practice at St. Michael's.
Oh, now, here's Fred. He'll know.
I hope he's not going to make a habit of this sort of thing.
Do you know what it's all about?
Well, don't ask me.
Well, hasn't Mr. Beeston told you?
Why should he? I'm only the deputy head. Bloody nuisance, as far as I'm concerned. If I'm not through the roundabout by 4:45, I hit all the traffic on the bypass.
For what it's worth, one of my children said he'd heard that they were going to close the school down.
No, well, I'm not surprised.
He's going to merge with Alma Road Junior, he said.
Heaven forbid!
Still, that's only children talking, isn't it?
Don't knock it. They usually know more about what's going on than we do.
And before we do.
And they're usually right.
Well, I hope it gets a move on. I might just make the roundabout if it doesn't go on for too long.
Yes, well, we'll manage somehow. Do come in, Mr. Davison.
Thank you.
Yes, we are rather depleted, I'm afraid. And under pressure. With Mr. Warper in hospital and the flu epidemic taking its toll.
Yes.
Bless you.
Well, everyone, this is Mr. Davison from County Hall, the education advisor.
Hello.
And he's come down to talk to us about the current, for want of a better word, thinking at County Hall over staffing levels. Right, Mr. Davison.
Thank you. Well,
Excuse me just one moment.
Shut
up and go home. Sorry about that. Do carry on.
Yes. No doubt you're all wondering why I'm here. That is, in person. Yes. As Mr. Beeston has said, County Hall have been thinking, looking at staffing levels generally within our area, as it were, looking towards the future. We find that in common with one or two other schools in this area, we're likely to have a slight problem of staffing at King Street.
Right.
Yes.
We don't have enough.
Please, Mr. Long.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you. As I was saying, we have, or as we see it, we will have, a staffing problem at this school next year. Now, I'll be frank with you. I think it best to be frank on these occasions. Yes, well, being frank, I suppose the first thought that comes to your mind is, how many teachers will this school have to lose? Not that anyone will be lost, of course. Not if you've got a contract. In fact, no one will actually be lost to the teaching profession.
No, just to this school.
Perhaps if we use the word redeployment, it'll be better.
How about the sack?
No. In these circumstances, there will be no actual losses. Well, not overall. Not so it'll be noticed. And it will be just one teacher you'll be pleased to hear. There will be just one teacher lost, redeployed, on a voluntary basis. If someone volunteers. Of course, if no one volunteers, and here I have to be frank, I think being frank is very important in these situations. If no one volunteers...
Oh, still here, Mrs. Stone.
I thought I'd better stay in case you needed anything.
Thanks. God, what an idiot.
Who?
Davison, the advisor. A touchy subject like this and they send him. I thought they chose senior education people for their sense of diplomacy and tact.
Like you?
Yes.
What happened?
I thought he'd simply tell them the facts and convince them and everybody's going to be all right.
Yes?
Instead, he waffled on and on, and by the time he'd finished, everyone was convinced the place was going to close down. About the only definite thing he told them was that his name was Frank.
Well, I felt rather sorry for him.
You what? I mean, that man's a moron.
I thought he seemed guilty about what he had to do.
He deserves to be. He's on 10,000 a year. He contributes zero to education. And now he's emptying this school of teachers.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
Well...
It's not him personally, it's a county decision.
All right, I mean, he may not be the brain behind it, and frankly, he couldn't be the brains behind tying a pair of shoelaces. But he's the mouthpiece.
Well, I think he's got a very difficult job.
We've all got difficult jobs. He ought to try running this school if he wants a difficult job. And it'll be even more difficult with one less teacher.
Anyway, how did everyone take it?
I don't know.
Well, surely they must...
During the stunned silence that followed, I whipped Davison out of the staff room and packed him off home. Which is exactly what I'm going to do now before they all come banging on that door. Oh, no.
Mr. Beeston?
Sorry, Mr. Brown. I'm just going home.
It won't take a moment.
Say tomorrow, OK?
And it is rather important.
Oh, go on, Mr. Beeston.
It's true, Mrs. Stone. Is anyone else out there, Mr. Brown?
No.
All right, then, come in.
Thanks.
We'll go into my office. And lock that door, Mrs. Stone. We are not here, right?
Very well, Mr. Beeston.
Right, Mr. Brown, what can I do for you?
Or can I guess?
It's about this redeployment.
Oh, don't tell me you want to leave King Street already. You've only been here a few days.
No, I just want to find out where I stand.
On what?
On redeployment. As the newest teacher, will I be the one who has to move?
No, of course not. In fact, of all the staff, you're the least likely.
Oh, but I thought it would be last in, first out.
This isn't a bloody bus garage, you know.
Yes, but that's how it works in industry.
Look, Mr. Brown, this is your probationary year. Even County Hall, with a combined IQ in single figures, wouldn't believe you were ready for redeployment. I mean, not before you'd done at least one full year here after qualifying.
Oh, I see. I just thought that...
Wrong thing to do in this profession, Mr. Brown. Thinking will get you nowhere. The people at the top don't. No, rest assured, redeployment is the least of your worries.
Well, that's a load off my mind, because I really do like teaching here.
I'm glad.
And when I thought I might have to leave, well, it really upset me.
I'm sure. Anyway, now I put your mind at rest, and if that's all that's worrying you...
Well, there is one other thing.
Oh?
I'm a bit worried about Harry Hollis in Mrs. Patterson's class.
Are you? Well,
I've had a few thoughts, which I've written down here.
Well, look, tomorrow, perhaps...
Have you got a minute now? I'd like to go into them with you.
Mr. Brown?
Yes?
You aren't by any unhappy chance related to Mrs. Rudd, are you?
No. What makes you think that?
Nothing. Carry on.
Well, I've been trying to analyse just what makes Harry such a difficult child, and taking his general background as our start. So, it looks as if I'm all right, at least for a while.
Hmm. Well, lucky for some.
I must say I feel a lot happier. Same again.
Yes, thanks.
Two halves. Bitter, please.
Coming up.
I told you it didn't work the same as industry.
Yes.
This is state education. Like the rest of the so-called welfare state, it has its own peculiar form of logic and organisation.
How do you mean?
It's called the blind leading the blind.
It's a bit cynical, isn't it?
You're all right, Jack. I might be redeployed.
Here we are.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Anyway, it's not like actually losing your job, is it?
Cheers.
How will they decide who goes?
If no one volunteers, you mean?
Oh, I don't see that, do you?
Possible. You're probably right. It stands to reason that any vacancies they've got that can't be filled, they've got to be pretty terrible. King Street can be a bit rough, but there are worse schools.
I can imagine.
We just might look to get one of them, where they've mugged all the other teachers into submission. Oh, well. Here's to the introduction of the crash helmet as a teaching aid.
Right. Cheers.
Morning, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Beeston.
Lovely day so far.
Now, before you get involved, I've got some messages for you.
Surprise, surprise.
Now, please sit down and listen.
Ooh, it's like that, is it?
Well, it's impossible to talk to you properly when you're rushing around. You don't listen.
Yes, I do. Anyway, here I am. I'm ready, and I'm listening.
First of all, Mrs. Rudd.
Isn't it always?
She was waiting outside the office when I came in at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone off now to prepare for assembly, but she wants to talk to you about redeployment. She's keen to be considered.
Not as keen as I am to consider her.
She said something about a vacancy coming up at St. Mark's, a music vacancy. I think the teacher's retiring.
Oh, the stupid woman. I mean, doesn't she know redeployment doesn't work like that?
I don't know.
Everybody goes into a pool and they get sent where there's a vacancy needs filling. She could end up doing metalwork with a bunch of 15-year-old skinheads.
Oh, surely not.
Well, that's the way it works.
Anyway, she wants to talk to you.
Right. Next.
Fred Holliday wants to see you. You know what that'll be about, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Early retirement.
Will this redeployment swing it for him?
Not a chance. In fact, I've already tried it on County Hall.
When?
Yesterday when I got home. I jumped the gun a bit, but I guess Fred will be after it.
And?
No. N-O. I reckon their policy is to keep elderly teachers at it till they die on the job. It saves them paying out the full pension.
Hmm. Poor Fred.
Yes, well, is that it, then?
No. Mr. Long would also like to talk to you.
Oh, not another volunteer. This is ridiculous. The way things are going, we'll end up with me and Mr. Brown taking classes of 150 each.
Now, Mr. Long is a free period after assembly.
Lucky
Mr.
Long.
If you want to see him then. Oh, and I've washed up those cups you brought from the staff room yesterday so you could take them back when you see Mr. Long.
Right. A headmaster's work is never done. Ah! Good morning, Mr. Long.
Oh, hello, Mr. Beeston.
I'll just put these back where I found them.
Right.
And, I gather you wanted a few words with me.
Yes, I do.
Well, we have a staff room to ourselves. What's the problem?
Well,
redeployment, I suppose.
Mr. Beeson, you know me. I've never been one to beat about the bush.
Oh, give it a rest. You'll be telling me next you're going to be frank. You sound just like Davison.
All right. I'm resigning.
Resigning? Mm. What on earth for?
Look, I've no intention of being redeployed. And if that's what County Hall have got in their mind for me, then they can stick the job.
Well, that's being frank enough.
Right. And I wanted you to know before I put it in writing.
Good. Now, hang on a minute.
What?
Now, you've been honest with me. Now, it's my turn to be honest with you, right?
If there's anything to be honest about.
You've been at this school, what, 8 years, is it? Right?
Yes.
Do you think you're a good teacher?
Well, yes, I do.
Could you be a better teacher?
I do my best.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you could be a better teacher.
Well, yes, I suppose so. Everyone could.
I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about you.
I try my hardest. I always have done.
Mr. Long, this is the only school you've ever taught at. You did your probationary year here. I mean, you've seen the same sort of kids year after year. In fact, this is all you've known.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Mr. Beeson, I like this school. I love this job, teaching these kids in this school.
Other schools have kids in them.
Yeah, but I like these kids.
Mr. Long, why don't you admit it? You're afraid.
What? Afraid? Me?
Yes, you. That's what all this is about, isn't it?
Hmm?
Oh, yes, you love the kids. You love the school. I don't dispute that. But you never tested yourself anywhere else. Being a good teacher here doesn't make you a good teacher, period.
If you're saying that
the way you should be looking at this redeployment is a chance to get some experience of another sort of teaching. With different kids in a different environment. It would broaden you as a teacher, and it's only for a year.
We're in some educational hellhole getting beaten to a pulp every morning.
You see? Now you are afraid. They're not all like Alcatraz, you know. The majority of schools are not so different to this. I mean, some are better.
Look, I'm not afraid of hard work.
That's not what we're talking about, is it?
What about the schools that are worse than this? What guarantee have I got that I wouldn't end up in a place like Eton Manor High?
None. And why shouldn't you go there? I mean, somebody's got to teach there. You're scared to go somewhere else because you think you'd fail, right?
That's your opinion.
No, it's your opinion. Look, I felt exactly the same as you when I was first teaching. I came close to packing it in.
You didn't.
Because I love this job, and I don't want to do anything else. And neither do you.
Yes, that's right.
But look, Jack, you've succeeded here, and these aren't easy kids. You and I know there's more than one teenager out on those streets who might have ended up in Borstal if it hadn't been for you.
Mm, yes.
Kids are kids, Jack. I mean, you did it here. There's no reason why you can't do the same thing somewhere else.
He's saying I ought to go for redeployment.
Oh, Mr. Beeson.
Oh, could you give us a minute, Mrs. Rudd?
He's saying I ought to volunteer.
I'm saying I think it would be good for you and good for whichever school you went to.
It's here. Who's been using it?
Please, Mrs. Rudd, would you mind?
It definitely wasn't here first thing. Now here it is.
I'm sorry, Mr. Long.
Not right.
What's the problem, Mrs. Rudd?
My cup and saucer. They're here now.
Good. I'm very pleased for you.
Yes. Well, I'd like to know who's been using them.
Oh, is that your cup?
Yes, it is.
I took it yesterday to give Davison a cup of tea.
But this is my cup.
Oh, I didn't realise. I'm sorry.
But you didn't ask.
I didn't know, Mrs. Rudd. Anyway, it's been washed up.
But that man had flu. He was full of germs and he drank out of my cup.
Oh, dear. I'd have had it fumigated, but there wasn't time.
Well, I think it's disgraceful.
Oh, good.
How can I use this cup again?
Give me strength. Come on, Mr. Long.
Let's go to my office and finish off our talking piece. Why not?
Come in, Mr. Long.
Thanks.
Mr. Beeson, I was just about to send a child looking for you.
Is there no escape?
Mrs. Walpole's on the phone.
Oh, right. I'll take it in my office.
I won't be a minute, Mr. Long.
Right.
You're through to Mr. Beeston. Honestly, sometimes this place is like a lunatic asylum.
There is one major difference.
What's that?
In this place, it's the staff who are mad.
Okay, everyone, as you go. Settle down, please. Thank you.
Look, I'm sorry to have to call yet another emergency staff meeting after school.
Yes.
However, it is important. Now, I know you all can't wait to shake the dust of King Street off your feet.
So long as I miss the factories coming out on the bypass.
I'm talking about this redeployment.
Oh.
Well, the latest situation is that no one at King Street needs to be redeployed.
Why? What's happened?
The education office changed their mind.
No, Mr. Warpole won't be returning when he comes out of hospital. On medical advice, he's taking up a less strenuous job, so he'll count as our one teacher less. Obviously, we lose our supply when the year is over, but to the rest, think of it as a storm in a teacup.
Not so relieved,
is that it? Can we go?
Yes, unless anyone else has got any other business.
Yes, I have. Oh. Whilst talking about storms in teacups, I wish to protest about the indiscriminate use of our personal cups and saucers. Oh, no. The whole thing is an invasion of privacy.
Yes,
and
Mr.
I, for one,
You have been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis, and John Glover as Mr. Davison. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.